Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode, we'll be talking about my favorite wellness apps as a holistic wellness coach. So I am definitely a fan of having different resources in our arsenal, and I believe that our phones can be a really great resource for us. I think that sometimes we tend to rely maybe a little too much on these apps or on these different tech devices to give us feedback for our bodies as opposed to actually listening to our bodies. So I do believe that there is this happy balance and blend of incorporating these tools to our advantage, but also not letting that override your own internal compass of maybe what your body's trying to communicate with you. So I will be sharing today a few of those different apps that I do love. But again, we're always going to come back to our bodies first. Okay. So one thing that I love to utilize is the Oura Ring and app. And this is an awesome app and device to utilize if you want to track your sleep, activity, and recovery. So one of the perks of this that I love is that it actually syncs with natural cycles, which we'll talk about in a minute, and it's great for a body temperature reading. So it's going to give you every day a body temperature trend, and that's actually going to link up with natural cycles, which allows you to track your cycle so you can kind of see where you are in your menstrual cycle. So this is awesome for women if you are either trying not to get pregnant or trying to get pregnant, or just want to educate yourself and empower yourself and start to understand your own menstrual cycle. So this is really cool because it actually syncs with natural cycles so that you don't have to utilize the thermometer that comes with natural cycles. So we'll talk more about natural cycles in just a minute, but for the investment, when it comes to the Oura Ring, you can expect to pay about $300 for the initial investment in the ring. From there, you have 1 free month of a membership, and then it's $5.99 a month. So this is just really great for the data. You will be able to see, again, all of those different trends that you're seeing with your sleep, everything that's going on with your activity levels and your recovery. So it takes into account your HRV. It takes into account your heart rate. It has a lot of different metrics. And because it's on your finger and you wear it on your finger, there's a lot of good data that comes from that. So big fan of the Oura Ring. Right now, I actually don't wear it all the time. I only wear it when I go to sleep so that it can track my body temperature and sync up with natural cycles. So for me, I'm utilizing it more for just cycle tracking, but I originally was using it for all of the other things, and it does still track my sleep at night. So I like that and I appreciate that. Another app that I love to utilize, again, as we started talking about, was Natural Cycles. And so this is awesome. It helps you track your cycle. It has either red and green days that it tells you to, depending on your goal of either not getting pregnant or getting pregnant, it'll basically have every day your reading, which will give you your red or green day as far as whether or not you should have unprotected sex or protected sex, depending on your goal, right? If your goal is to get pregnant, your green days will actually represent the days that you should try and conceive. And if you are not trying to have a baby, you will have red days, which is where essentially it's reversed. So your red days will actually tell you, hey, this is where you shouldn't have sex because you are more likely to conceive, right? And I do think that natural cycles can also be complemented with maybe some other methods of data tracking, whether that's ovulation strips or even tracking your cervical mucus can be really helpful to kind of complement natural cycles and just make sure that you're kind of getting the full picture and really understanding your body. But one of the perks that I love is that it does act as a natural birth control, right? And it also gives you this empowerment of knowing and learning the rhythms of your body. That's why I really do love both Oura Ring and Natural Cycles, because I do believe that we have more data and more insight into our bodies, which can be really helpful if you're pursuing a wellness journey. As far as the investment for Natural Cycles, there is an option, actually, if you do sign up for Natural Cycles and the Oura Ring at the same time, you get 10% off of your Natural Cycles annual plan, and you can actually save $40 off of an Oura Ring, and you get the first month membership free, right? If you do include the purchase of an Oura Ring. So if that is not an option and you don't want to do the Oura Ring, you can just pay for natural cycles, which is $89.99 per year. And they actually do give you the option to submit it to insurance for reimbursement. So that's awesome if you're looking to kind of find a natural way of paying attention to your cycle. Again, just diving a little bit deeper in terms of your overall health and menstrual cycle and sleep cycle, all of that stuff. I also have some movement apps that I wanted to share with you all. So I'm definitely a big, big fan of the Peloton app. I do have a Peloton bike, so I utilize it for the cycling classes, as well as I can track runs in there if I go outside. There's a bunch of yoga classes, and I do enjoy their Pilates classes, but primarily what I utilize it for on almost a daily basis is their guided meditations. Truly, the perk of this app is that I really love their meditations. The teachers on there are phenomenal, and I really just appreciate the different kinds of teachers and different styles, so you can kind of find who really resonates with you. And they have all different kinds, from about 5 minutes to 20, 30 minutes. They even have sleep meditations for about 60 minutes if you're looking to enhance your sleep and calm yourself before you go to bed. As far as the investment goes, you're looking at purchasing an all-access membership for $44 a month. That's if you have one of the pieces of Peloton equipment. If you don't, you can actually just get the App One membership, which is $12.99 a month. So pretty comparable to the other meditation apps that we'll talk about here in a moment. I do know that they have like a trial run and a free membership, so you have access to certain kinds of classes, different kinds of classes. So you could always try it out and see how it feels. Another app that I utilize from the movement perspective, I haven't utilized probably in the last year or so, but something that I always really enjoyed and will always kind of fall back on as needed is Down Dog Yoga. So I really like how they have these simple and customizable yoga classes on the go. You can essentially customize, you know, the music, even up to, you know, the types of poses that you're doing, how long you want the flow to be. And I just really like that concept. And I think that it's good for somebody maybe who wants to start trying yoga, but they're not really sure what that looks like. What's cool about Down Dog Yoga also is that they now offer some HIIT and barre classes and a couple different other things. I haven't done those before with them, but I do really enjoy the yoga. And the investment for that is about $9.99 per month, or you can pay $60 for the entire year. So I think that's a great way if you just want to try it for a couple of months, see how it feels. If you're looking to get a little bit more yoga under your belt, I just find that it's really convenient to have it on your phone and to have it accessible in that way. As far as meditation apps go, I am a huge fan of Balance. This is one that I utilized for a couple of years, and it's actually awesome because they give you the first year for free, and then it's $11.99 per month or about $69.99 per year. Honestly, all of the apps are pretty much the same price, but they have different monthly rates. So a few others that I also enjoy and are very, very similar in nature, and I have used all of these. Another one that I love is Calm. And so this one is $14.99 per month, so a little bit more expensive, but then also $69.99 per year. And then we also have Headspace, which is $12.99 per month with a 7-day free trial or a 14-day free trial if you get the year for $16.99 per year. So I have utilized Balance and Headspace a ton. I've also utilized Insight Timer, and that one's actually free. I do know that they have like an upgraded version, but I always enjoyed the concept of even just having your own timer. If you don't enjoy guided meditations and you just want to have like a timer that will give you like nice sounding bells when your time is up, as opposed to like your alarm going off, this is a great option for you if you want to maybe play around with what type of meditation you're looking for. So that's another really great one as well. But as far as all of them, they do have similarities. They definitely have minor differences. So just play around and maybe try a couple of trials to see which one feels best for you. But again, ultimately, you know your body best. We want our bodies to be our guides, and we want these tools to assist us and help us. But at the same time, they shouldn't be a replacement for our own body's biofeedback and that internal guidance system. So let me know how this lands for you. Let me know if you try anything. I'm going to put some links in the show notes too. If you are interested in downloading any of these apps, you can find all of them there. I will have a couple of different referral links just for the ones that I have. I'm not even sure as far as what the kickback is on my end, but I think that there is some form of a perk. So I'll just let you know that now. But either way, if you are interested in getting to know these products a little bit more, I will attach all of the info so that you can dive in and see what would be best for you at this point in your journey.